strong enough that nobody dares to question it. Do you know it? Remember, you're sitting in this class and you should understand all this, right? What is it?
Love.
That was a big word that I don't understand. And I know more than 90% of the human being, they don't really understand what love is. Therefore, you are playing with poetic languages. That doesn't work. It means you don't get it. You should get it. There is only one pillar for this wisdom. Whatever I believe is because of that pillar, right? And that pillar, that basic saying, is not logical. Means the main pillar that I base my philosophy and thinking system, logically I cannot defend it. I have no proof for it. But I know it's there, I believe in it, and no one dares to question it. None of you logical scientific fellows. What is that? Oh my God. There is only one thing that the scientists, they don't dare to talk about. It's art, beauty. That's it. Me as an artist, I will say that's beautiful. And whoever says it's not, I will say, you don't know nothing about art. Get out of here. That's the attitude. You see how strong it is when I defend a symphony of Mozart. How strong I am. Anybody dares? But at the same time, logically, I have no proof. Somebody could say this is nonsense. And I cannot prove that fellow wrong. But I will kick him out of my domain. I label him a senseless animal. Because art is the base of this. Art is the phenomenon that will separate humans from animals. How many times should I say it? Now, did you hear how Rumi said it here? He was talking about, oh, if talking is no good, don't talk, shut up, all that. And at the end he said, the beauty of Joseph profited everyone. But look at those silly brothers. They lost it. This is verse 10:69. The beauty of Joseph, you should have it in mind. He will bring it after that to say to us, we are not talking about the use of a machine or a property or a power. We are using about the benefit of looking at the beauty. The beauty of Joseph is what we are looking at. Or the flute playing of David is what we are talking about. Could it be more obvious that he intends to express the art, but at that time they don't say art. The word even doesn't exist. They call it music and blah, blah, blah. Here you say beauty and the music. And then you will go to the knowledge. The water of Nile was blood to ignorance and was water to the good fellows. Remember that? Fellow who asked for the water came to an Israelite and said, listen, we pick up the water, it's blood, we cannot drink, and I'm dying of thirst. You do this and it's water. You say, yes. You say, please give me some water of yours. It's okay. Puts up the water and drinks a little bit. We'll do this, it becomes blood. We'll do this, it becomes water. The other one said, what a sorcerer you prophet is. The guy would say, why do you argue about sorcery? Become a believer, drink water if you're thirsty. We'll come to that Thursday. Then he went on and on to explain some stuff to arrive to one point, to say the food, the original food of a human being is the light of God. So that original essence of you should not eat these stuff that the animals eat, but it is sick because it is used to have whatever exists here, earthly stuff. Then he started to talk about parallels. He plays with that word a lot. In translation, I don't know how it comes in. It doesn't make sense even in Persian. It's only in Persian Arabic game that it makes sense. The words will be repeated like qarin. Qarin means close to each other. Two pieces which come together, but at the same time it will bring in mind the equivalent, the balance, the harmony, and all that. And I believe we left at 10:95. Who was reading last night? We were here. Volunteer? Yeah. Did you volunteer? Right. It starts from 10:90.
Redness is the best of colors, and that is born of the sun and is arriving from it. Every land that
what was that? You lost me.
Yeah.
90.
And from the conjunction of earth with rains, fruits and greenery and sweet herbs. And from the conjunction of green things with man, joy of heart and carelessness and happiness. And from the conjunction of happiness with our souls are born our beauty and beneficence. Our bodies become capable of eating and drinking when our desire for recreation is satisfied. Redness of countenance is from the conjunction of blood. Blood is from the beautiful rose-colored sun. Redness is the best of colors, and that is born of the sun and is arriving from it. Every land that has been conjoined with Saturn has become nitrous, and it's not the place for sowing.
Everybody's paying attention, I hope, to the word conjunction. Because why conjunction? Why that word is important? Which conjunction doesn't do in Arabic is more than that. But why this?
It seems like it's like there's paths, but there's a movement implied and then there's a coming together.
Yes, but conjunction is not only in the moving stuff.
No, it's that moment.
It's more than that. Conjunction is for two stuff that they don't need to touch each other. They don't need to have a collab, or they don't need to interrupt or go in the other one's space. And we use it because in mathematics and logic, look at it. They are looking for a physical contact, somehow a logical connection. We are talking about conjunction. This is stuff, they're almost related to each other. They are not connected because they are two different stuff. We are talking about you as a mixture of flesh and bone, the essence of life, essence of life, which is the heart, the spirit, the soul, you see? And each time we are changing the domain of the meaning in a way. we change the rhythm, or we change the mood, or whatever. So we cannot stick them together, because they don't touch each other, but they influence each other. You see, it's like the form and the essence. Form and the essence, they don't touch each other, because they don't exist in the same space. One of them is in the physical space, the other one is in the space of meaning. So they never touch. You could say that they are irrelevant to each other. We say no, they are conjuncted. And one will influence the other. You move this one, the other one will move. Not exactly the same, but in harmony of this conjunction. That's why he insists on this word, because he's talking about different part of you. This is the last paragraph of the form and the essence. He's going back to the example of the form and the essence. Form and the essence will not touch each other, but they influence each other. You want to influence the other one? Touch this one which is in hand. Don't say that, oh, I cannot reach that one. I don't know where my spirit is. Doesn't matter. You know where your body is. They are in conjunction. They are conjuncted. That's why the word is here. Yes?
Doesn't essence use form, the mouth of form?
Pardon me?
Essence use the mouth of form? So that in that sense, that's part of that interplay?
Essence in a way declares the form, in a way form is there because essence is there. If essence go away, there is no form. So they are related in a way, but only while we are talking. That way. When we talk about the form, what are we talking about? In a way, we talk about the essence of that form. When you talk about the chair, what are you talking about? Yes, you talk about the wood, the material, the silver, but you're talking about the chairness of the chair, right? In that way, you bring the essence close to form. Therefore, the mouth of the essence is filthy. Because essence, in reality, is not talkable. What is the essence of a chair?
Something to sit in.
Whatever you sit on. You see, that stuff doesn't need to be anything. Just give the possibility of being seated on, right? But even then, you feel that, yes, this is like a chair. This is a chair. I'm using it as a chair. But this is that liaison which he is trying to explain, that they are connected and they are not. So we'll say a part of that is filthy, the part that is connected to this. Where? When we're talking, we mix them together, because in reality, essence and the form, they never touch. But now I said chair, I talked about the form and the essence, so I brought in the essence. When I say the chair, what I'm talking about. So I said, you see, in that way they are connected. He wants to say there is an invisible connection, that's why you could work through this one with that one.
Is this a little bit like the concept of union in set theory?
In a way, yes. 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 Because we're talking about different dimensions, going all, traveling in one direction.